I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
It's Sunday, September 25th, 2011, and we're live for the next 2 hours, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show here on RBN. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and I want to welcome our new listeners from KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas, coincidentally, is also home to three of my cousins, Judy, Janie, and Jerry. So hello to all of you and welcome aboard. As frequent listeners to the show already know that this show is dedicated to the restoration of our lost constitutional liberties, which have been usurped by the global elite and what George H.W. Bush called the New World Order. The good people of Texas need no introduction to the New World Order because of the implementation of the Trans-Texas Corridor, which again is alive and well with the full support of your governor and presidential candidate, Rick Perry. What is it that I read that Texans are paying now to travel on their interstate highways like I-35? $4,000 to $5,000 per year per motorist? Are you kidding me? How do you feel about spending your money to further the coffers of King Juan Carlos and his corporation Centra, or whatever they're calling themselves these days, to travel on highways that your tax dollars have already paid for, while the profits of this scam go directly into the pockets of His Royal Highness? If this makes you angry, my friends, from the Lone Star State, you've turned into the right station. By the way, I won't get into any details tonight, but I, too, am a victim of the backers of a very similar global elite scam. Some night, I'll revisit that topic. Well, we've got a great show for you tonight, as we will welcome researcher Diana Hunter to the Common Sense Show. She'll be joining us later in this segment, and we'll be exploring just how mammoth is the global elite conspiracy to control virtually everything. Also, in just a moment, we're going to be going to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, to the Common Sense Show, which, by the way, is coming to you from our top secret location in the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona. But before we go to Annie, we have some housekeeping items that we need to take care of. Please let me remind you that if you're ever away from your favorite radio station and are unable to listen to the Common Sense Show, you can always catch us live on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org and simply click the Listen Live button. And to those who listeners are new to RBN, let me remind you that we've got the cheapest archives in town, 24/7 access to the greatest programming in radio for only $1.33 a month. So I'd encourage you to take advantage of these opportunities. And don't forget, our business cards are still available. And if you call us tomorrow from 9 to 6 Central, 1-800-724-2719, we'll throw in a copy of Aaron Russo's classic From Freedom to Fascism. Well, anyway, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director to the airways, our goddess of the airways, if you will, Miss Annie DeRiso. Annie, how are you?
Oh, the goddess is great, Dave. I'd like to start out with a quote from Ernest Hemingway.
Well, Annie, before you start, hold on. I just want to reassure our audience just how truly lovely you really are and how graced we are. I have the perfect face for radio, but you have the perfect face for any form of media. Anyway, please continue with your quote.
Well, thank you, Dave. You're a sweetheart. Well, okay, we're back to a quote from Ernest Hemingway. The first panacea for a mismanaged nation is inflation of the currency. The second is war. Both bring a temporary prosperity. Both bring a permanent ruin. But both are the refuge of political and economic opportunities.
Well, that's very well said. And Annie, one question comes to mind as we jump into the news after the break. Why are we in three wars? Anyway, more on that after we come back, and we'll launch into the news here on The Common Sense Show.
You are under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Well, that's what we're about here on RVN, is restoring power to the people. Welcome, and you've tuned in to our news segment featuring our under-the-radar news correspondent, Miss Annie DeRiso. And Annie, I know you've got a couple of groundbreaking stories. Go ahead, please.
Well, we all know that when Hitler wanted national control over Germany, he took control of the newspapers and radio when he implemented National Socialism. Some elite members of Congress now want to do the same thing by shutting off local news stations all across the country. The only news you would see would be corporate controlled. The only news you would hear is what they want you to hear. Of course, mainstream media isn't covering this. And add to this the control over the internet, and what would we have? A very scary scenario. If you want to read about that, go to federaljack.com. And the next story has a lot of rumors, so it's hard
to
separate.
Before you move on, let's not leave that in the dust. And I know we've got to make a lot of room and time here for our guest, Diana Hunter. But this is very frightening, and I don't think that the American people fully realize how they're about ready to lose their choice when it comes to where they get their news. 95% of the corporations are owned by six corporations. Yes, folks, look it up. It's been researched to death as compared to in 1996, where we had 150 corporations controlling about 90% of the media. Things have really consolidated. And now under Obama, we're looking at complete consolidation and control. So, Annie, I guess if this comes to fruition, if our listening audience and Americans across this country don't stand up and say, no, we're not going to take this tyranny, we're just going to have to take to the streets and become like the old town criers. But this is, I can't emphasize, Annie, what an important story this is.
True. True. And
okay.
It was a very scary scenario.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this story that I have, I mean, it started a lot of rumors. Talk about viral. I mean, it's hard to separate fact from fiction, but I think there is possibly some truth wrapped up with a whole lot of fiction. But it's a fact that they are walling up mines and cave entrances across the nation. It is a fact there is a terrorism response exercise going on in Denver for regional first responders to react to a mock terrorist-driven catastrophe, and Obama is supposed to be there on the 27th in Denver. But stories of 13 underground tunnel hidey holes of the powers that be being blown up by high-ranking military officers, I do believe is absolutely false. These explosions were reported as 13 earthquakes as a cover story, but the USGS and the European monitors, they're not reporting these quakes. But if you look farther down this rabbit hole, you'll see that this is just one more what-does-it-mean Sorsha Fall, a.k.a. David Booth, fabricated, sensationalized, disinfo, hey-look-at-me story. But the idea that the snake's hidey holes are blown up does have a lot of irony to it, I think. Back to you, Dave.
Well, I think, Annie, there's a lot more than irony to it. One of my neighbors out here who's partnered with me in our property rights battle, his brother has been involved in this particular line of work down near the border, and it's commissioned by none other than Homeland Security. It's taking place not just in abandoned mines, which I could understand for safety reasons, but it's also happening in caves where spelunkers like to go in and take a look around, take samples, where scientists like to do studies. And all of these are quickly being made off limits to the general public, and they are being walled up, sealed up. And we've had speculation on the show before as what this is about. I can just confirm, Annie, that I know it's happening. I just don't know what the exact purpose is. But what you brought up about what's going on in Denver, it's interesting as the economy continues to tank, we continue to see more and more of these, shall we say, civil rights exercises.
Well, we're looking at military control.
Yes, I should have said civil defense exercises. Yeah, exactly right. Well, we've got a caller on that note, Annie, and let's go ahead and take a quick call here that we don't usually get to do in the news segment, but let's go to Aaron in Colorado. Hi, Aaron. You're on the Common Sense Show.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Yeah, they did say you're going to have a guest in 15. So let me, if I can, talk kind of fast and crank some information out. And he brought up what Hitler did with the newspapers and media. I read that the first thing he did when he went from chancellor to dictator was he moved the people out of his towns where he used to live, and he used them for artillery practice and destroyed them. The reason was is to get rid of the records, where he was born, his father, his history, his ancestry, all that kind of stuff. Kind of like 9/11, destroying Building 7. They had the FBI building, the IRS. There was a lot of high-tech stock options information they were dealing with. They blew that building up to get rid of all that information. I believe the Oklahoma City bombing, some of that, the Waco, some of the evidence was stored in the Oklahoma building, and that was blown up, and some of the information from Oklahoma was stored in Building 7. And
yes, exactly. And let me slow you down here, because we're not going to have a whole lot of time to go through how the federal government conceals its records, because that's enough to fill a whole library.
Sure.
But Aaron, if you don't mind, let me ask you what part of Colorado you're from, and if you have any knowledge of the civil defense exercise going on up in Denver.
Well, one more point. With the plane that hit the Pentagon, that was the accounting office for the Department of Defense, where the trillions were missing. So,
oh, that's right. And real quickly, Donald Rumsfeld made that announcement about the missing $2.3 trillion the day before 9/11. Yeah, you're exactly right.
So everything, there's nothing new under the sun. But, yes, I was going to get to that. In the Denver Post, and a lot of your listeners, if you go to the Denver Post, you'll see some of that article there, and then just join and add comments. Most of the people there adding comments, if you read the comments, they say this is bogus and BS. I was really surprised. They knew what was going on. I live on the western slopes, so, or in the mountains, so I'm an hour away from Denver. But well, I just read the comments, and most people were thinking it's BS and it's just a scam. And I don't think they're awake, really. I totally agree.
But listen, this exercise, or should I say these series of exercises being conducted by the federal government and over 100 agencies, is indeed real. Well, look, Aaron, I want to thank you for calling, and we got to move along. Annie, good two news items here, I think, really to kind of whet our appetite. But let me talk about what's coming up. As you know, we're being joined tonight by researcher Diana Hunter, who's quickly distinguishing herself as one of the premier researchers on the magnitude, scope, and unwarranted influences on our daily lives posed by the interlocking monolithic transnational corporations, which seeks to control everything at humanity's expense. And you know, Annie, nearly 50 years ago, and I'm sure you remember this, President Kennedy clearly addressed this issue when he stated, quote, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings." Kennedy then went on to state, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence." And the primary purpose of this show, and I think it's safe to say of most of the talk show hosts here on RBN, is to expose the identities, organizations, and the hidden agendas of the global elite who have proven time and time again that they seek to continue to hoard the world's resources, further enslave the human population, and depopulate this planet whenever they feel it's necessary. And, Annie, you know, I was going to go through and provide some background for the, let's say, the Gulf conspiracy. We know that the corporations pre-positioned themselves, and I'm speaking primarily of Transocean, Goldman Sachs, Halliburton, and all the other cast of characters that we've talked about on this show. And our guest, Diana Hunter, is here to fill in the gaps on this story. But, folks, this isn't just about corruption to make money. We already know that. We have proven that ad nauseum on this show. But this particular show tonight is going to expose something that I have found to be very distressing. I had one of those 2 a.m. wake-up aha moments in the middle of the night a couple of months ago when I realized just how monolithic this conspiracy was. And John Kennedy saw the beginnings of this back in the 1960s when it was really beginning to take shape. And now I'm beginning to see, as I know most of our listeners are as well, the final shape and form of the people that seek to run everything. Well, we just have a couple moments before the break, but let's go ahead and bring up our guest, Diana Hunter, who's coming to us live from Pueblo, Colorado. Hi, Diana. Thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Hello, Dave. Nice to be with you tonight. And you too, Annie.
Oh, thank you. Good to meet you.
Well, it's great to have you on. And Annie is, I should say, is very familiar with your work, Diana, with the great research that you've done. And soon our listening audience will be as well. But do you have did you have a similar epiphany as I did 2 months ago when I was researching the Gulf and I realized how monolithic this conspiracy to control all energy and subsequently control the planet and hold nations and their populations hostage?
Yes, I did, and it's been a little bit. I really started doing a lot of research after the Gulf, and it just goes like a great big huge octopus. It's got arms and legs everywhere, and it is so deep that the more you research it, the deeper it gets. And so it continually surprises me.
Well, I guess I would say that I'm surprised, too. I'm not surprised by the depth of the conspiracy, the evilness that underlies the actions that have financially raped the Gulf, wrecked their food chain, wrecked the health by poisoning the air down there with that poison corrects it, that they continue to spray in vast amounts that far exceed the amount of oil that's ever leaked out of the Macondo well. I'm just flabbergasted, though, at how far-reaching these groups are. Before we're done tonight, let me just kind of lay this out as we head into the break. These groups are so interconnected in so many different areas, it's mind-boggling. For example, you have Goldman Sachs. that's tied into Nalco, the manufacturer, corrects it, which is tied into Monsanto and the GMOs, tied into the nuclear power industry, and this brings Fukushima in. It's phenomenal. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Active, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back here on RBN. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show. And our special guest this evening is Diana Hunter, also joining us online as our news director, Ms. Annie DeRiso. And Diana, let's go ahead and start with Nalco and one of their key connections to an environmental group.
Okay. Nalco is directly connected with Nature Conservancy. You know, the ones that say they always protect nature and your life? Did you wonder why they were so quiet when they were dumping millions of gallons of Corexit into our Gulf? Well, Thomas Middleton sits on their International Leadership Council, and he is the director of the Blackstone Group, which is part owner in Nalco Holdings, which is maker of Corexit.
Yes, and I know that Blackstone is connected to Goldman Sachs, which is one of the parent companies for Nalco. And they're also connected to the Apollo Alliance, which links directly into the Chicago Climate Exchange. So basically, it's safe to say that these environmental groups that the government expects us to trust to protect the public interest in things like the Gulf and keeping our environment pure are complicit in the spreading of this poison that's killing people in the Gulf in droves. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. And the only thing most of these very large green companies are interested in doing is grabbing our money and all of our natural resources. They have power over the government. It is phenomenal.
I agree it is phenomenal, because when you sent me this interactive chart with who the Nature Conservancy is connected with, I think a better question would have been, and I would have saved a lot of time, if you'd have sent me a chart that showed me who they weren't involved in. You name a player on Wall Street, you name one of the co-conspirators in the Gulf that I've highlighted here ad nauseum on this show, they're connected with every single one of them. But what really disgusts me is how they can support the use of Corexit, and they're supposed to be, quote, the Nature Conservancy. I mean, what is going on here? Like, world is turned upside down.
That just shows you the absolute hypocrisy of it. And I was quite, I was able to, I have found out in the last few weeks, because I was really surprised, I kept thinking, how do these people in the Nature Conservancy not know what's going on? And I have heard that it's very compartmentalized, that only the upper echelon, shall we say, really know what's going on.
So in other words, if you call in and talk to, let's say, a caseworker for the Nature Conservancy, and you ask them why they're dealing in Corexit, they're going to have basically no idea of what you're talking about.
I believe that's right. Yes.
I did make such a call, and I got such a reaction. Not once. I was so stunned because I had the evidence sitting in front of me. I hung up the phone and called them again, and I got somebody else. And they said, well, sir, we just absolutely have no affiliation with Corexit. In fact, we abhor its use. I said, abhor its use? I said, you're connected to Nalco. It's manufacture. Well, we have no knowledge of that, was the official response. I invited them to come on the show with you tonight, Diana, and they refused.
That doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't. Good for you for calling them. I think that's great. But I'm not.
Well, Anthony will tell you, I am not afraid. We're intimidated to call many people. We've attempted to call the Fusion Threat Centers here about the FEMA camps in past shows, and we're going to do it again. So, yeah, and I would ask all people listening, you don't have to be a talk show host, to call and challenge these people. When you hear something that doesn't sound right, pick up the phone, call and challenge them, because the best antiseptic for rodents is shining light on them.
Absolutely, and I think my opinion is when a lot of the workers and a lot of the people, just the everyday people that work for Nature Conservancy, when this, the more this starts getting out and the more they find the true connections, the more the disgusted they're going to be with it, too, because they're going to find out that they're working for a faux company. It's fairy tale stuff. Even if, without the Corexit, if they would have really been concentrating on our Earth, they would have helped send scientists over to Fukushima and not have our entire planet radiated.
Yeah, another show for another time. In fact, we're going to have a guest on next week that we'll talk about at the end of the show, and we're going to talk a lot about Fukushima and the radiation threats that are making their way around the world. But back to the Nature Conservancy. I mean, Diana, I mean, you're well aware of the insider pre-positioning that several corporations engaged in days and weeks prior to the explosion in the Deepwater Horizon oil rig. We're both aware of it. My listeners are aware of it. But I think what's most shocking, we expect the Wall Street chicanery. I mean, we've seen it with the bailout, the bonuses, and so forth. But what's shocking here is the organizations that should be protecting the public interest from destroying and trashing the Gulf and turning it into a dead zone are complicit in the actions of doing so. And that's what I just find so incredulous.
Absolutely. Nalco is also connected to Monsanto. Carl Casale, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, is executive VP and CFO of Monsanto. He is also a director of Nalco. Monsanto is also a member of the Nature Conservancy's International Leadership Council. And I will add this too, Dave, is that for $25,000 and up, all of these green companies can buy a seat on the International Leadership Council of Nature Conservancy.
Oh, and they get so handsomely rewarded when they do. Am I right?
That's right. It's called greenwashing.
Okay, let's hold it right there. I love it, greenwashing. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. More on this outrage with Diana Hunter.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
NALCO corrects it in GMOs, poison dispersant and poison food. What a connection. Yes, Mr. Waiter, I'll take a little benzene with my DNA-destroying GMO. Thank you very much. It's absolutely incredible. Our special guest is Diana Hunter. And Diana, one of the things that is at the centerpiece of my hypothesis on what lies next for the Gulf, because these people are not done with the Gulf, is they have to evacuate the Gulf. They plan to depopulate it. And you have also found differential evidence that confirms that fact. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
Absolutely, Dave. Remember, you and I were both looking for that document that had been, that was brought out on Jesse Ventura's show for the evacuation of the Gulf. And I believe it has now been classified. Is that right?
Yes. If you go to their website and try to access what I previously accessed, at the Mobile Division of the Army Corps of Engineers, you click on the link and it says no longer available due to national security reasons. Yet they trotted that same document out on Jesse Ventura's show. So much for national security.
I think they were that. I believe her name was Susan Rees. She did look quite shocked on there. However, if you go to the Army Corps of Engineers Mobile Mobile, Alabama website, you will find their buyout program. It's called the Mississippi Coastal Improvement Program, and it's for Hancock, Harrison, and Jackson County. And it issued, what it says was, the final report was transmitted to Congress on January 14, 2010. This report recommends a willing seller acquisition program in the three coastal counties in order to have as complete a picture as possible of the pool of potential willing sellers. We are asking you to fill out this form and submit it by either email or regular mail. And it is signed by Susan Reeves. So that is, and that was, I believe, in February of 2010. Isn't that interesting that that was just a couple of months before the Deep Horizon blew up?
Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence. I mean, clearly it's a depopulation move. First to get the volunteers before the hardcore mandatory evacuations take. She made it clear on Jesse's show as well, if you recall, that they only plan to evacuate residents and not businesses.
I don't remember that, but that's a very interesting point.
Well, it sticks in my mind because Jesse made a point of it. The corporations stay and the people got to go. You know, as I've detailed, you know, Halliburton was actually working on the precise area of the oil rig when it exploded. And mysteriously, Halliburton had obtained Boots and Coots only 10 days prior to the explosion. And Boots and Coots is the largest oil cleanup firm in the world. And with regard to Halliburton's profits as a result of the cleanup, business has never been better for this formerly led Dick Cheney Corporation. And now we find out that someone else has pre-positioned themselves to make money. You know quite a bit about this, don't you, with regard to the positioning of money involving the Queen and Dick Cheney's former company?
Yes. We are speaking about the Queen of England, of course. Philip Beresford, who is the author of the book of the British Rich, written in conjunction with the Sunday Times of London, has said that the Queen tends to invest in blue-chip stocks. They include Rio Tinto Zinc. Rio Tinto is a huge mining company. General Electric Company of Great Britain, Imperial Chemical Industrial, Royal Dutch Shell, and, of course, British Petroleum. They go on to say with tens of billions in Swiss trusts invested in uranium mines and tens of billions in American trusts invested in uranium weapons production, BAE Systems, Martin Lockheed, and tens of billions invested in a foreign nuclear new build companies, which includes Areva, Westinghouse, and Halliburton Bechtel.
You know, this is kind of an aside here, but you notice in the listening audience that Diana mentioned uranium weapons production. And let's just step aside for a second. I don't want to digress too much, Diana. But isn't it interesting after that catastrophe in Fukushima, why we're not curtailing nuclear power plant usage? And I think we're beginning to see why. The Queen, Halliburton, and all these other corporations, including BP and General Electric, who doesn't pay any taxes, as you may remember, they are making a mint off nuclear power. So I really appreciate you bringing that to the forefront, because, like I said, we're going to really explore that next week. And Diana, one of the things that struck me with your research is, you know, the companies that were involved in pre-positioning in the Gulf and made money, like Goldman Sachs doing a put option on Transocean stock the morning of the explosion, just as an example, they all tie into the FPNYC, which leads into the Rothschild League of Banks. And like most people, I've been led to believe it's Rockefellers here and it's Rothschilds over there, and they're partnered in nearly everything. But isn't it stunning how much about the Queen you've been able to uncover and how powerful she truly is?
Absolutely. And I think it's something that everyone, I encourage everyone to do a lot of research. For instance, put in the search term Queen of England and nuclear weapons, or especially go to Yahoo UK. You'll find a wealth of information, because a lot of the English people when I go and do the research on there, I'm finding that they're having fits with the fact that the Queen is pushing nuclear energy so much. And I might add, by the way, Dave, our favorite green group, the Nature Conservancy, does come out and support nuclear energy. Isn't that being green?
No, it's called being greedy. Yeah, green. You know what? Yeah, I'll grant you. They are green. Green as in the color of money. It's like they don't even try to pretend to be faithful to their own charter and their internal principles. Well, there's yet another pair of prominent world figures, one a world leader and a political leader in this country, and one a corporate leader, who have profited off the death and destruction of the Gulf because of their foreknowledge. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have heard, but for the ones that haven't, Goldman Sachs wasn't alone either in its foreknowledge of the collapse of BP stock value due to the Gulf disaster, as BP's own chief executive, Tony Hayward, sold about one-third of his shares weeks before the catastrophe began. But according to the FSB report, the largest seller of BP stocks in the weeks before the disaster occurred was the American investment company known as Vanguard, who threw two of their financial arms, which is Vanguard Windsor II and Vanguard Windsor Investor, unloaded over 1.5 million shares of BP stock, saving their investors probably hundreds of millions of dollars, and chief among that was Barack Obama.
Yes, Barack Hussein Obama. And, you know, Diana's not the only one who's found this. Bob Chapman has come across this, but this has been heavily censored. I came across this as well after Diana alerted this to me about 10 days ago. I went out and was able to find two confirmations of this, Diana. And I also found that Barack Obama can have his portfolio accessed because of political disclosure rules. And I have a copy of the sell order. And you heard it here, folks. You heard it here on the Common Sense Show, courtesy of Diana Hunter, that Barack Hussein Obama made $85 million at the expense of the people in the Gulf. And please, don't tell me it was just the broker that did it. Don't tell me he had no knowledge, because what other administration would let his EPA chief, that goon Lisa Jackson, create something as ridiculous as the sniff test to see if Corexit is in shrimp and oysters? We know it is from the scientific research, a sniff test. There's nothing scientific about a sniff test, and yet Obama and his minions allowed this to pass as science. Why people are eating purebred poison in the Gulf, and this is being shipped all over the world. I think $85 million might be a pretty powerful incentive to look the other direction. And folks, go look it up yourself. It took me about 15 minutes to find it. $85 million. Diana, I'm just outraged at this. This is a huge conflict of interest, and this president should immediately resign, and there should be a criminal investigation conducted by Congress, and they should draw up impeachment papers immediately.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, I don't believe that's going to happen. It is a crime against humanity, and I can't believe that they're having the nerve to ship that poisonous, toxic seafood to our military. I mean, let the people, if they think it's so fine to eat it, I have a suggestion. Why don't all the fishermen who are now out of work in the Gulf Coast send all that great seafood up to Capitol Hill and the White House?
Well, for the same reason that they don't take the same health care that they're trying to thrust upon the American people. It's rules for thee, but not for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it seems like they just don't care anymore whether people, they're so open about it in some respects. I mean, you know, all of this information that we're talking about, Dave, is out there on the Internet. So they're not, you know, it's not like something that's coming out from under a rock. It's as if they don't even try to hide it anymore.
Diana, I've done interviews since I started writing my series on the Gulf that I'm going to turn into an ebook, and I've been interviewed all across this country and in foreign countries, and repeatedly people will write to me or ask me when I'm on air, you must have worked really hard to uncover this information, and I'm sure you'll agree with this answer. I worked harder at writing undergraduate research papers than I did finding this information. It's out there hiding in plain sight. It is so easy to find. It's so easy to double verify, double source. But nobody seems to really be looking. And certainly the corporate controlled media, which controls all but about 5% of the mainstream media, they're not going to print this.
I wonder how they're going to feel, though, a few years down the road when this becomes personal to them, when it starts hurting their family and their children, because at some point it will. They're not going to be the little golden angels of all of these international thugs. They're just being used like we are.
I had a professor as an undergraduate, and his favorite saying in his psychology classes that he taught was that Americans live for Friday. We're bound by the constraints of our jobs, the immediacy of our bills, our family responsibilities. And I agree with you. I'll give you an example. KREG-TV in Memphis, Tennessee, ran a lengthy story, a hard-hitting story, on Corexit rainfall, toxic rain being dumped on the local crops, and the farmers were having a fit. They promised many follow-up investigations. They said they were going to take this to the EPA. And when I went back to their website after viewing this on their website 2 weeks later, that particular piece was gone. Yes, there was still some written reference to the story, but the video was gone, trashed. And I'm wondering how the reporters such as this, who knew that they covered a legitimate story, exactly right, Diana, how do they think they're going to escape what's going to happen? It's just mind-boggling. They can't see beyond Friday, as Dr. John Mirich used to say.
Well, and as I told you when we talked, Dave, I've been trying for a year to get this out. And it was just amazing to me talking with people who should have been very concerned about it, didn't even bother to get back to me. I would have welcomed it and given them any information I could to help them. So someone is shutting these people up. Someone does not want this information out. And you know, we were talking a little bit just a minute ago about the powers that be and their hypocrisy. And I always remember what George Bush the Elder, it came out when he was talking to Sarah McClendon in 1992, and he said if ever the American people knew what we had done, they would chase us down the street and hang us by lampposts.
Yeah, I don't condone violence. But clearly the spirit of the need for change is in order. And Diana is kind of a preview for what's coming up after this next segment and into the second hour. We've only scratched the surface. Do you think it's safe to say that?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Annie real quick. Annie, in a telegram
yes.
fashion, what's your reaction to what you're hearing as a news director?
It should be recommended, coerced, arm-twisted news all across the nation, all across the world. It's not just a U.S. problem, it's a world problem. People should be made to listen. But, of course, they own the media, so we're kind of SOL.
Yeah, but what's really tragic about this is people like Diana that bring this out, people like myself that write about it on News with Views, who 5 million readers will see this any given week, that many people across the country will brand us as, quote, conspiracy theorists. And yet they don't even bother to look and cross-reference the evidence, the documentation that is provided. Diana, the evidence that you sent me is stunningly detailed, and I was able to not only go in and verify the evidence you sent me, as in the case of Barack Obama's $85 million profit, I was able to find additional sources and the original document which validated your charge. But the American people seem to be too fat, happy, and lazy to get off their duffs and find out what's really happening to them.
I think part of it is too, Dave, because even some of the people that I've talked to that I'm close with, it's as if they'll absorb a little bit of it, but once you really get into this, once they realize that if this is not stopped, and stopped quickly, everyone's life will forever change. And it brings them, I think, out of their comfort zone. And then I'm sure you feel the same way, you, Dave, and you, Annie. Once you find out what's going on, it does take you out of your comfort zone. But even more than that, you feel an absolute responsibility to help.
Yes.
Anyone can relate to what I'm about to say. I have a 10-and-a-half-year-old son. I've got nephews and nieces that have a right to their life, as do all the listeners in the audience, as to both your family, Annie, and to your family, Diana. They have a right to their future. When we come back, it's even going to get scarier. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side of this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines. Does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Yeah, this stuff just makes you want to scream, doesn't it? Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show. Joining me is also our news director, Annie DiRiso. Our special guest this evening is Ms. Diana Hunter, coming to us from Colorado. And Diana, the emails are lighting up here, and a lot of our audience likes to communicate with me during the show with emails. Just a note to you guys, I do appreciate you sending me everything, but if you just send me a link, I'm probably not going to have time to link on to it and get much out of it. So if you give me a brief synopsis, I can always share that But Eric writes to us, and he makes an interesting point. Diana, I want to get your reaction to this. He encourages me to interview two gentlemen about the connection between 9/11 and the Gulf. And I'm already aware of one connection, Diana, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not either, but clearly Goldman Sachs was involved in no less than seven insider trading deals that prepositioned themselves and other companies to make money prior to the explosion. This was all done within weeks prior to the explosion. And we also know that Goldman Sachs shorted airplane stocks the week of 9/11. We also know they shorted mortgage stocks, for which they were fined by the SEC, only $400,000. But they shorted those housing stocks just prior to the mortgage bubble exploding. And so you're aware of all these interconnections, aren't you?
Yes. And if I remember right, was there not a connection between some of the Transocean stock being shorted?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Goldman Sachs did that through their subsidiary Wachovia, Wells Fargo. Transocean also took out a double indemnity policy a few weeks prior to the explosion through Lloyd's of London. And just after the explosion, they netted $270 million. And that's after their payouts. That's after their expenses. That's after their loss. They made $270 million. And one of the things that Eric sent us here on this email, Diana, get your reaction to this. When he was comparing 9/11 and encouraging me to interview these two gentlemen, he's connecting these two events, 9/11 and the Gulf. He says, I believe they can make the connection to the City of London. Tell the listening audience what's important about the City of London.
Well, the Queen has so much. Everyone seems to think that the Queen of England has no real power. It's been put out in the media that way. When in fact, she is the power behind this. She is, she and Prince Philip and her son Prince Charles are really the ones that are pushing this whole UN Agenda 21 and the whole environmental faux crisis. I encourage everyone to really look at what she has, do some research about the Queen of England on this. For instance, in 1968, Senator Thomas McIntyre and Representative Silvio Conti confirmed Elizabeth II holds a major share in Cordal Textile. And it came to their attention, Cordal's came to their attention when the Queen used the company as her nominee to hide her ownership of the largest plantation in Mississippi. And it's on the banks, or it was on the banks of the Mississippi River near the border of Arkansas. The Queen also used Cordal's as a nominee for the purchase of U.S. stocks. And what really upset the congressman was the wealthiest woman in the world was getting agricultural subsidies to run a plantation in the United States.
Paid to the Queen of England. Yeah, we got to hold it right there. We'll be back in just a moment after the break, and we'll get into the importance of algae in this equation.
Ever climbing.